You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning I spoke to Abdul Razak, the chairman of the Federation of Islamic Associations, who was involved with the submission follow-up of the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the terrorist attack on Christchurch. Hifenua Todikura is New Zealand's first hui on countering terrorism and violent extremism in New Zealand. It began in Christchurch yesterday with the second day in session as we speak. Some concerns have been raised over the composition of speakers in the hui and the nature of some of the comments made. Abdul is in attendance and took a break to talk to me. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the hui that's happening right now in Christchurch on countering terrorism and violent extremism. There have been some concerns over the last day of the hui that there has been a lack of panelists from the Muslim community. Andrew Little said yesterday that even he didn't know why they don't appear on the program. Could you perhaps comment on the lack of individuals from the Muslim community or those affected by the Christchurch terrorist attacks?
Sure. Let me preamble by saying, first of all, the Federation of Islamic Associations, we were the first and only organization which wrote to the Royal Commission in our submission for this hui. And we pleaded with the Royal Commission that this must take place. So this was an initiative that we had initially thought of. And the idea was that we would have the first time the key stakeholders, and the key stakeholders here being the media who are present at the senior level, other than journalists as well. We wanted government officials, both public servants, functionaries and senior officials. We wanted government ministers, and they're all here in numbers. We wanted people from civil society, intellectuals, academics, and the private sector. And this has happened. So in that respect, it is comprehensive. Now, yes, there we would have obviously had liked more people on the panel. But, you know, this is the first of it. The minister is right. There could have been more. But look, there's a reality of time, space, and numbers. Because this is not a Muslim issue only. This is a New Zealand issue. So DPMC, under the minister, took the great initiative to put into practice what the Prime Minister talked about in principle, recommendations in principle. Minister is now putting in practice. In this is the first one. So yes, we would have liked some more. Definitely we would like some more. But this doesn't detract from the quality of the presentations which are taking place, and most importantly, the outcomes which are coming out. And this is an opportunity for people to talk with each other, not at each other, and arrive at a New Zealand-centered approach. So of course, when we are talking about a New Zealand-centered approach, our first and primary priority is those who were affected directly. And of course, we have to acknowledge the importance of Tiriti and the Tangata Whenua. So yes, there should have been more, but this is the first step. Put it this way, we can't have everything all the time. We would have liked to have, but let's have a look at the final outcome. And the final outcome, and still going on, we'd be ending today, we will be giving a press statement. But things are moving in the right direction.
And so there was a walkout yesterday after some of Juliet Moses's comments about the Israel-Palestine conflict. And you mentioned, you know, counter-terrorism isn't just a Muslim issue. And I was wondering what you thought of this.
Sure. I was sitting there and I was the one who led the walkout. We were talking about counter-terrorism, and all the speakers from the morning, from the Prime Minister to Tangata Whenua, the intellectuals, they were talking in broad issue-based approach in terms of ideas how to improve the counterterrorism in New Zealand. No, and we have to be sensitive to the context. The idea is we can talk about many things which divide us, but the platform here is what unites us. You know, and this is not the venue to break the baggage of overseas to discuss. And the Tangata Whenua, when they invited us, and the lady when she started on the basis of Shalom, Assalamu alaikum, kia ora, which is all related to peace and welcome. And then when she said, trying to associate Muslims with terrorism, we are the victims. We were the victims in Christchurch. And in front of her was sitting a Palestinian mother whose son was killed in mosque, shot. In front of her was sitting a person who'd had Palestinian whose arm has just come out from another operation. He was in national television earlier with the Prime Minister. And in front of them saying, oh, these were the terrorists, let's call it a fact. Look, there's a place to discuss this. This is not the place. You know, we have a saying called Hikmah, and the Maori have a saying which is Kikanga, And Tikanga Kawa, we have a protocol, religious protocol. This is not the right venue to raise these baggage. And then later on, I took them all back together again to the venue to talk to the audience. And you know what the two victims who spoke up and said? One said, look, let's put the other issues aside. Let's talk about what unites us. And let's make that New Zealand happen. Hey, Waka Ekanoa, we are all in the same canoe. You know, let's all paddle together. Yes, we will have our differences. Talk it in a separate venue. And don't associate that old bogey of Muslims and terrorists. The Royal Commission, that was an emphatic point that Muslims have suffered from the securitization of Islam. What she was doing was actually reigniting that old bogey. We are not going to fall into that trap. She did it deliberately, knowing the victims in front. And these victims are still traumatized. They're daily, it's an intergenerational issue. And to say it in front of these victims, I think it's heartless. Didn't have the decency to respect who were there in front of them. Didn't have the decency to listen to the Maori speakers who were before us, the other intellectuals who were talking. And she didn't come from an intellectual. She came, she represented the Jewish Council. Well, that may be so. But, you know, the Jews are also, this is not a Muslim Jew thing. We are all New Zealanders here. We came here to work and live together. We've got to find a commonality. So, of course, these are important issues of Palestine. Of course, these are issues of Israel that we have to discuss and other things. But this is not the venue. And unfortunately, she deliberately said so and then said, it's a fact. Look, I said later on, Nelson Mandela was deemed a terrorist by Israel, by the Americans and by the British. Nelson Mandela, and they changed the facts. It was a fact in New Zealand during Muldoon's time that dawn raids didn't happen. There were legal things. What are we having now? An apology. The facts are a matter of it. It was a fact. And so I don't want to get into this. This is not the venue. Let's talk about New Zealand. Let's talk about the victims. Let's talk, and which is everybody, every speaker spoke on those positive terms, how we can. Let's all, you know, look at each other. You know, let's all work together. So we didn't think it was appropriate.
I mean, if there's an event like this that's about terrorism, which is something that obviously divides, like unity is what you want to be coming most out of it. And even though it might be a conversation that has some currency in other situations, it just seemed like it was inappropriate at that time.
We're talking about counter-terrorism. We're talking about right-wing extremism. Yes, Palestinian-Israeli issue is a very important issue for both Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and the world. But this is not the venue, you know. And I hope she has learned. And you know, we have not asked for an apology. Unless she gives it of her own volition, it'll be a hollow apology. Hope she has learned. And, you know, we are all learning. We all make mistakes. So, you know, we went back and we're all there. So we have to use the Muslim approach, you know. We have to be forgiving and we have to sort of say, hey, let's carry on.
So this Hui is coming at a time when there is a lot of media coverage about the controversial They Are Us film. Was it mentioned at all at the Hui?
Some people were raising it, but, you know, we tried to make sure that counterterrorism, the issues are kept in their particular compartment. You know, when issues are raised, you can't prevent them. You know, people have a right to raise whatever issues they want. And this is the beauty of New Zealand. We should be able to accept all views, different perspectives. So in this venue, actually, nobody talked about it in direct terms. They talked in indirect terms. In terms of, for example, that we have to listen to each other. We have to listen to people's hearts. And then there were also practical issues which we're talking in terms of the role of the media, the role of the social media, which is going on right now, the role of the policy level, real detailed stuff which is going on. So, I mean, that's positive aspect. The issue of the movie, it's a totally different issue. It's actually a side issue. It's a Hollywood issue. But more importantly, it's an issue where we don't want to re-traumatize the victims and let the victims say what they want. You know, not spokesmen for the victims, not other things. Let the victims say, and they have a voice. You can approach, the media can approach them. Ask them directly. So we are, you know, it's not our issue, put it that way, at this stage.
Yeah, of course, that's definitely the most important thing.
And some people tried to make that into a race issue. It's not a race issue, you know. Our Prime Minister was exemplary and serious about the recommendation and the implementation thereof.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that heads now after all of this discussion about it.
Today, yesterday it hurt the Muslims. Tomorrow it could be any other group, you know. And mm-hmm. this whole idea is to have everybody together. Let's prevent it. Let's stop it at our border, as we have done. Let's make sure that us as New Zealanders, that kid who may come from one part of the world, but who's now in New Zealand, he's a New Zealander, his mates are there, let's all work together. This is what we're trying to emphasize, a generational Kiwi approach. And the Tikanga views as the process of it, this is what we're trying to emphasize, the bottom line. Because the Kiriti and the values of the Kiriti must underline whatever approach we take. That's our view.
That was Abdul Razak from Fians commenting on the Hui on counterterrorism in Christchurch today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.